listener production.
Hey, it's Katie Martin with you. Australian Education Union forums in Mount Gambier and Narracourt have revealed just how overworked teachers across the Limestone Coast currently are. While COVID's kept some educators at home sick, their colleagues are needing to fill in for them and catch up on their own classroom work at home. It's led to initiative fatigue, all the while teachers say they're also needing to pick up administrative tasks, drawing their attention away from planning and conducting lessons. Meanwhile, education ministers around the country are meeting in Canberra today to discuss the very issue. They'll talk plans to address chronic teacher shortages. If you've been struggling with cost of living pressures as of late, it appears you aren't alone. The latest from Choice claims 90% of us have seen bills and expenses increase over the past year. We're being urged to review spending, health insurance and power and gas providers, and to renegotiate loans and credit cards when looking to manage the pinch.
23% of households say that they're struggling to get by, and that's up from just 18% in June 2021. So it's a substantial increase.
That's editor Margaret Rafferty there. Some changes to familiar faces on the Limestone Coast. Mount Gambier Chamber of Commerce Chair Hayley Newman's announced she'll call it quits at the organisation's AGM, but will stick around as treasurer. That's while aged care not-for-profit Boandic prepares to welcome their new CEO next month. Declan Moore announcing he'll replace interim Glenn Rappensberg, bringing with him experience in not-for-profit and state and federal government human services roles. And almost $8,000 will go to Karen refugees and asylum seekers who fled Myanmar's ongoing violence. It's all come about as a result of a food fair showing off the nation's culinary delights. And four Highland dancers from Mount Gambier have outdone themselves at the International Highland Dancing Festival of Australia.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now. Listener.